it's time for our weekly review of state news with news guy Noah Ovshinsky. The Wisconsin survey results came out this week, which polled state residents on a variety of topics like approval ratings for Governor Walker, how to handle road funding, and opinions on UW system cuts. We review the results and discuss what they tell us about our state.
And the state Senate was in the news this week after it passed a bill ending the 48-hour waiting period for purchasing handguns. We'll get the latest on the story, talk about what will happen next for that legislation.
Now we're joined by WPR's Assistant News Director Noah Ovshinsky to talk about these and other big stories from around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup. Noah, welcome back to Central Time.
It is good to be here, Veronica, and as always, happy Friday.
And back at you, Noah. So we're going to start out with a topic that's been much discussed here at Wisconsin Public Radio, Wisconsin Public Television, the Wisconsin Survey from WPR, WPT, and St. Norbert College. Lots of good stuff here to talk about. What do you want to start with?
Yeah, I think, you know, given everything that's happening with the budget, given the fact that our governor is possibly running for president, I think some of the information for me that I was most interested in was the polling numbers that addressed what his strengths and weaknesses are in this point of time, given what's happening around the state.
And taking a look at how people perceived strengths of Governor Walker, let's start there. What did the survey find?
Yeah, so I don't want to get in the nitty gritty with like specific numbers, but I think the trends are interesting. So I'll talk a little bit about a majority or minority, that sort of thing. But a majority, as far as the strengths with the governor, he is perceived as being very decisive and courageous. He stands up to people and follows through with what he says he's going to do. And, you know, when you dig into the numbers a little bit more, this opinion is particularly true of his budget and deficit policies. So what he's doing with the budget, what he's done with the deficit, those are all things that are perceived as strengths when it comes to the governor.
And what about trends of perceived weaknesses of Scott Walker?
Right. So his weaknesses, there are two categories here. There's his weaknesses among supporters and the weaknesses among the people who may be critics. So the weaknesses among supporters are mainly related to his inexperience in international affairs, and some supporters also think that he doesn't compromise enough. For those who don't support him, his weaknesses, his list of weaknesses, is unsurprisingly a lengthy one. There is a sense that he doesn't listen to people, that he is in the pocket of the wealthy and corporations. And in a rare area of agreement, actually, with at least some of Walker's supporters, both think, to one degree or another, that he is unwilling to compromise. So a list of weaknesses there.
And moving on to look at some of the policy issues being proposed that the St. Norbert survey and the Wisconsin survey, I should say, weighed in on. What about policy issues? What did we find?
So, again, just speaking generally here, policy issues being proposed that the majority oppose, all right? So this is looking at the things, the various policies that have been talked about in recent weeks. The majority oppose, according to the survey, the UW system cuts, the $300 million cut. A majority oppose allowing different evaluation tests for private schools in the school choice system. A majority oppose suspending state conservation funds, eliminating general revenue spent on state parks. A majority oppose selling corporate naming rights for state parks. That's been a very controversial idea. And then also a majority oppose the cuts that are proposed for K-12 funding in this budget.
A lot of education showing up in that particular list. And to look at things that people favor, policy issues being proposed that the majority favor, what did we see there?
Yeah, two things of note. Expanding K-12 school choice, so giving people an opportunity to go to voucher schools, that seems to be supported by a majority of respondents to this particular survey. Also, increasing state park entrance and camping fees as a way to raise money for the state parks, that is something that a majority also favor.
It's our state news roundup right now with WPR's Assistant News Director Noah Ovshinsky. We're taking stock of state news right now, and we're going to look at another budget item that has been much in the news under a lot of discussion, the DNR and different proposed budget changes, different maybe organizational changes too, starting with DNR layoff notices.
Right. So this week, the DNR actually sent layoff notices to more than 50 employees. Around half of them are researchers who work in the Bureau of Science Services, which will essentially be dissolved under the governor's budget. The governor says that as opposed to having, you know, dedicated staff, research will be done sort of as a as-needed basis on a project-by-project basis, perhaps by contracting out those services.
And this has been a controversial decision, hasn't it?
Yes, very. You know, environmentalists and wildlife groups say that these DNR positions, these researchers, are necessary to ensure the integrity of the science, the research that they, and in fact, the DNR itself, relies on to make policy decisions. And we're talking about anywhere from things having to do with the size of the deer herd and, you know, deer hunting to fishing regulations. These are all things that are informed by science that is done at the DNR.
And so where are we? What happens next?
These are only layoff notices, so they aren't final. So the future of these positions really depends on what happens in the final budget and what happens with the Joint Finance Committee if they go along with them.
And we're going to wrap up now with a story out of the state legislature, the Senate voting on the handgun waiting period. And in fact, they approved that. Where are we with that?
Right. So the Senate voted this week to eliminate the 48-hour waiting period for handgun purchases. Backers, including Senator Van Wongard, and he's also the sponsor, says this waiting period really has amounted to a time tax and that there's really no reason somebody should have to take, you know, two different trips to a gun store over 48 hours.
And this bill has critics. What do they say?
Senator Fred Risser from Madison, for example, a critic, argued against the bill. He says it provides really a much needed cooling off period for people, you know, should they be tempted to buy a gun, you know, out of anger, that it essentially will give people that time to sort of settle down before buying that handgun.
And this passed the Senate. It's on to the Assembly. What's the outlook here?
Well, it's on to the State Assembly. Governor Walker says he will sign it if it makes to his desk. So if it clears the State Assembly, we will see this 48-hour waiting period eliminated.
And there was other gun-related legislation discussed this week, wasn't there?
Right. So members of law enforcement, the state's largest group against domestic violence, and Democratic lawmakers held a press conference promoting a bill this week that requires background checks on all gun purchases, with just a few exceptions. Right now, no checks are necessary for private gun sales, gun show sales, that sort of thing. Backers say that this kind of legislation will help reduce gun crime by making these background checks mandatory and sort of closing these loopholes.
And how does it look going forward, that one?
Similar bills have failed to really gain traction at the Capitol. You know, I think it's fair to say that it faces a pretty steep uphill battle given the politics now.
All right. Noah, thanks a lot for joining us.
It was good to be here. Thanks, Veronica.
That was WPR's Assistant News Director Noah Ovshinsky filling us in on the top stories from around the state this week for our Wisconsin News Roundup.